Hello and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and for Chamber Things, go to durangobusiness.org. I'm here with Angie Beach, and we're recording via Zoom. And if we hear a phone ring or something, you know, that's just how life is nowadays. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry about the phone ringing. But it's actually a good thing to hear that phone ringing. It means maybe people are calling and buying tickets here at Music in the Mountains.
Absolutely. Yeah, Music in the Mountains is coming up quickly. So when is Music in the Mountains? When does it start?
Well, it is coming up quickly, but luckily we still have a little bit of time. So it's in July, and our very first event starts on July 7th. Okay. So for the first time in our 36 years of Music in the Mountains, we are going to a 4-week season.
Oh, wow.
For decades, we've been 3 weeks long. And so I'm very excited to expand. And the reason we're expanding is we're adding a free first week of free community concerts. So you can enjoy world-class chamber music by Music in the Mountains musicians on July 7th, 8th, and 9th in various venues across the region. So we're even going to be, you know, we're going to be a lot in Durango, but we're also going to be in Bayfield, Ignacio, Pagosa, and Mancos as well. And you can go all 3 days and catch a different concert each day. So I think it's a really fun thing we're doing for the community.
That is awesome. And are you using that wonderful portable stage to do these?
Yeah, that cute little tiny house on wheels that transforms into a neat little stage. And we just love having that. It's certainly a silver lining from the whole pandemic, you know, bringing that forward. We'll use that for years to come.
Yeah. And that's, I know I was at the concert last year at First Southwest Bank parking lot. And then you know, they broke it down and you were off to the next location. So is it Music in the Mountains that people can go to obviously find out all the upcoming concerts, not only the free ones, but as well as the pay-per-view.
Well, it is kind of, yeah. So if you visit musicinthemountains.com, you're going to get all of the information. I don't think the mobile stage concerts are up on the website just yet. We were finalizing some of our venues, but it should be within the next week or two, actually. Uh-huh. And then, you know, keep an eye on it too. That's where we're going to communicate any changes. They're rain or shine events. So if, you know, the weather really just pushes us to cancel one of them, it will not be rescheduled. So you're just going to want to check that and see what's happening for sure at the time of.
Right, right. Well, and again, musicinthemountains.com. And also, I assume that's where, again, you get your tickets. And what are some of the highlights for some of the features? Because I know you do some incredible shows and some different things. What's on the agenda and the schedule for this year?
So then, you know, after the free concerts, we're going to launch into our regular 3 weeks. And we are so excited about this lineup and being back in the community concert hall in full force for the whole time with our festival orchestra. So, you know, we're bringing back some of the biggest soloists. This, you know, Vadim Glusman on July 22nd, he's going to be a guest conductor and violinist soloist with the orchestra. His program is going to be phenomenal. He's one of the A-listers. I know everyone kind of knows like Itzhak Perlman and, you know, just a few really big names. Vadim Glusman is one of them, and he's coming into Durango. It's amazing. So it's not to be missed. We're also our final concert on July 31st. We're partnering with the Durango Choral Society, as well as the choral group out of Farmington. And so this stage is going to be packed with people, the orchestra, the two choral groups, and we're doing orchestra concert featuring the great opera choruses. So I think that's going to be a sellout. Awesome grand finale. We're also bringing back Byron Stripling, and he is another fan favorite. He's so charismatic and cool. He's like this New Orleans jazz genius, and he is a conductor and trumpet player. And he's going to do what we're calling American melodies. So songs like, everybody's favorites, like Shenandoah, Danny Boy, This Little Light of Mine, Amazing Grace, Down by the Riverside, and a lot of other really great popular songs. And of course, our conductor, Guillermo Figueroa, who's incredible. He's doing a lot of things. He's also soloing on one of the performances that we're calling Bach and Burritos. And it actually has a really cool food and drink reception prior to the concert in the courtyard behind the concert hall. And so you're going to get Nini's burritos and margaritas, and then you're going to go inside for a concert. And we've got some really fun surprises in store. So like really and truly, I think that's a one not to be missed. And Jack, you're going to really regret asking me this question because I'm going to go through the whole list. Every
this is why we're having you on the chamber chat, because you know, with Music of the Mountains, it's such a big part. And no, keep going. This is great.
Okay. Well, I'll just keep going. I mean, I'm extremely excited, speaking of like the food and drink things, also of the chocolate indulgence. And this is not a new event for Music in the Mountains, but it's new in this venue. So we are going to have the chocolate indulgence reception prior to the concert in that courtyard. And so it's just going to allow for a lot more people to come. And the chocolate is Animus chocolate. I mean, we're talking, it's primo. One of the things that's non-negotiable at Music in the Mountains is quality, high caliber, everything. And that extends to the food and to the drink. So please, please consider coming to that incredible event. And then I personally am very excited about our Pops Night, which is Music in the Mountains' biggest fundraiser of the year. And our wonderful partner, Skyute Casino, is hosting us once again, the full festival orchestra out there. And the theme is the magical music of Harry Potter. And it's a lot of John Williams music. Yeah. And we're just going all out with the theme. It's just going to be amazing. But if you're not like a Harry Potter fan, which I know some people aren't, that's okay, because it's John Williams music, which number one is great no matter what movie it is, but also we're going to throw in, you know, your favorites like Star Wars, Superman, E.T.
Oh, fun.
So it's really a John Williams extravaganza, and definitely not to be missed. And I could keep going.
You know, you mentioned the food and drink. Are you guys do the wine raffle? Are you still doing that?
Oh my gosh. I didn't even tell you to ask me that, but I'm so glad you did. Yes, we're doing that again. And this is going to be the 12th season of that. So our wonderful partner with Star Liquors, and they are incredible. They are donating the prizes again. So you can win $1,000, or we've got two $500 and they're gift certificates. So if you win, you basically just go on a shopping spree at Star Liquors. And the tickets are $20 each or $6 for $100. And, you know, we only sell a max of 1500, so your odds of winning are super good. Yep. And it really supports Music in the Mountains and all that we do, including our education programming.
That is so awesome. And then, and again, all the money that you raise stays right here helping Music in the Mountains and the education program. And, so you were going through the list. I mean, and the Harry Potter, I remember I went, and I've told you this, I went to the Hooray for Hollywood, and that sounds very similar. And that was so fun. I was like, oh my gosh, it's amazing to hear the music performed live. I loved it.
You know, and this orchestra is world-class. I mean, you're going to feel like you're sitting in the middle of the movie. I mean, there's not a visual component other than watching these incredible musicians. Like, there's no movie happening, but you're hearing and feeling this music. It's happening live, and it's just so high caliber and so just amazing.
Now, do people need to dress up and come in Harry Potter attire?
Well, it's not required, but certainly if you want to, it's totally whatever you want.
Orangutans love to wear a costume. So
yeah, if you want to wear a costume, great. It's an adult evening. You know, it's a $200 ticket for the VIP, $175 for the regular seating. It's a multi-course dinner. It includes cocktails and wine. And the full festival performance. So it's probably not for your kids. And a lot of people do sort of consider it a gala and dress up, but none of that's required. And if you want to have fun with the Harry Potter theme, I say go for it.
Absolutely. What date is that one again?
So that's on Saturday night, July 23rd. I hope everyone is marking that in their calendar and calling right now with tickets.
Awesome. So what else we have coming up then, the remainder of the festival?
Well, I'm also really excited about being back out at La Platte's Pond, and going to be presenting Barefoot Movement. So it's really different. We're a classical music festival, but we also do just a few other different genres, something for everyone here at Music in the Mountains. So Barefoot Movement's like Americana folk bluegrass band. They're super great. I've heard them before. And actually KSUT is sponsoring that with us, and they love Barefoot Movement. So that one's kind of selling out fast. I think we're about 50% sold. So if you want tickets, that's on a Friday night, July 15th. The family concert is something that is really legendary too at this point and always sells out. So $5 tickets, and you're going to get your hot dog, chips, and root beer float. And then you're going to go in for a kid themed concert And this year, the theme is called the Orchestra Games. Okay. We're playing on the whole Olympic theme since this is an Olympic year, and just having fun with teaching kids about the different instruments and what their strengths and weaknesses are, and just really encourage families to come to that one. We're also back at St. Columba, which is a beautiful venue to listen to Baroque chamber music. And we've got some really great pieces planned for that. I mean, honestly, nobody should ask me what my favorite thing is, because I just can't. I cannot. But there's so much going on. We've got donor events on top of it. We've got free pre-concert lectures. There's just something for everyone here.
Yeah. Well, that's what I love about Music in the Mountains, because there is something for everyone, you know, and whether, you know, you want to go hang out in the park and catch a concert, or you want to do the, you know, Pops night, like you say, out there at the casino and dinner. And I mean, there's something for every taste in music. And there, and I've said this to you before, there is something about a live performance. I know last year you had me speak up at Fort Lewis College, which was just amazing to hear that, piece that was written, and Resiliency. And it just, it just sat there and watching the different performers and being pulled into the live performance was absolutely amazing. So thank you for, you know, inviting me to speak at that. And it just, meant a lot, especially after what we've been through.
Well, it meant a lot that you were willing to talk about everything we've gone through from your perspective as the leader of our business community. And it was just really nice to have you there, and also to be recognized by you as an important part of that. I mean, getting that piece composed and in recognition of our community's resiliency was a big moment in my 12 years here at Music in the Mountains.
Yeah.
I'll look back at that and just, this was a tough time, especially, you know, for the business community, for performing arts organizations like Music in the Mountains, and to get through it get through it with flying colors. And it's 100% because of our community. I mean, Music in the Mountains has no less than 100 volunteers every year. Actually, we have trainings for that coming up. I'll just plug.
June 2nd
and June 8th, we have our usher training. And it's at the concert hall or Zoom. We've got both. So if anyone is interested in more information, just have them, please call me here at Music in the Mountains. We'll get you the information. But people can sign up, and we can't do it without all of this wonderful volunteer support. And we also couldn't do it without the wonderful corporate sponsorships. A lot of the chamber businesses are our sponsors and supporters, and actually so is the chamber. So thank you, Jack, for supporting Music in the Mountains for all of these years. It takes a village, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and again, it's something that, you know, middle of summertime, and, you know, and you've been there 12 years, and Music in the Mountains has been going strong for how many years?
36. This is our 36th season.
Wow. And it's interesting when you say, because I remember when it started, and I was working in television way back in the day, and such an integral part of what our community and the fabric. And again, it just shows the diversity of what we offer here in Durango. So if people want to see the schedule, performances, musicinthemountains.com. And then you also, when is the people show up to, if they want to volunteer and help out, when is that training?
We've got two coming up. June 2nd is the first one. I'll say that again, because my phone. June 2nd is the first one at the Community Concert Hall. And it's from, I believe, 5:30 to 7. And we'll have light refreshments. And it's just a fun, like, way to meet other people who are interested in volunteering and get signed up and learn a little bit about our safety policies and things like that. Yep. You'll get your vest and all that good stuff. The other one, which is virtual, if you can't make it to the in-person one for whatever reason, if you're out of town or if you're not feeling well, we'll have a Zoom link as well. And so I'm happy to share that with anyone and everyone, and hopefully we'll get a whole bunch of wonderful volunteers again this year.
All right. Well, we only got about 30 seconds left. So with that, what's your website?
Okay. It's musicinthemountains.com, and you can call us 970-385-6820.
All right. Well, Angie, thank you for everything you do. And as always, even on Zoom, it's great to see you.
It's great to see you too. Talk to you soon, Jack.
All right. We're going to send it back to the studio. Yep. What am I trying to say? We're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. And don't forget musicinthemountains.com and durangobusiness.org for all the upcoming events. Have a great day.
You too.